time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome to the Tax and You radio show on your number one radio station. My name is Uke Oga. This program is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS, and is aimed at educating you, the taxpayer, on your fiscal responsibilities as a citizen. Basically, this program brings tax matters closer to the people. Today's conversation on the Tax and You radio show is an exciting one because it is on the obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act, otherwise referred to as PITA. I'll take that headline again. Obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA, P-I-T-A. We're going to make sense of what Personal Income Tax Act is all about and how it affects you and I as taxpayers. Our guest this morning is the managing partner, Bethel Bassey Ibor and Co., tax practitioners. It's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Bassey Ibor, ACTI. Good morning, Dr. Ibor. Welcome to the Tax and You radio show.
Thank you very much, and good morning, listeners.
Good morning on their behalf. Dr. Ibor, we're looking at the PITA, P-I-T-A, that's the Personal Income Tax Act, and how it intersects with individuals. However, before we get to the act, I'd like to find out, when we're talking about personal income tax, what category of tax is this? What is it all about?
Thank you very much. Personal income tax is the levy that is imposed on citizens, you know, on the income that they earn from employment, professions, vocation, and trades.
Okay.
Yes, and businesses that they carry on. It is levied on the individual. So even if you're an individual, you run a business, the company is taxed separately under a different law, and then you are taxed as an individual earning income from that business.
So wherever you earn income from,
yes,
the tax that is levied on that,
yes,
is a personal income tax. What if you're an employee, you're working somewhere where you're getting a salary, and you also have a side income generating business by the side? Will you pay income tax on all or just
all
on one?
Income? I said income from trade, employment, profession. Well, that means professional services and vocations. You know, that includes artisans and all those people that do one trade or the other. So, any income that you are earning from any of this is subject to income tax, personal income tax.
Okay. Because that has to be clarified, because some people might say, oh, I am earning money, salary from a particular source, which is my main source of income, and the rest are just subsidiaries.
No, in personal income tax, there's nothing like subsidiary.
Or supporting.
You know? Yes, you know, that's why the law requires you to declare your all income, all sources of income.
Okay.
So that will make the revenue to be able to assess you properly and ensure that they don't cheat you and you don't cheat the government.
Okay. You've mentioned the law, which takes us to the topic we're actually looking at today. Personal Income Tax Act, P-I-T-A, PITA. Please, in a simple form, so that a layman or listeners can understand, what is this Personal Income Tax Act, Dr. Ibor?
Personal Income Tax Act is the law that prescribes the assessing, levying, collection, and administering of the collection of this levy that I spoke about.
Okay.
This on is the income of individuals, yes.
This is the law upon which the...
It is the law. The act is the law that prescribes. So there is a framework within which anybody can come to you and say, have you paid your tax? Or you haven't paid your tax, or come and pay your tax. There is a framework, and it is the Personal Income Tax Act that provides that framework. So both the individual and the tax authorities are supposed to operate within the context of that law. If you go out of it and you levy an individual or a citizen something that is not prescribed in that act, you are acting ultra vires. And if somebody refuses to pay what the law says he should pay, he's also in default. So that provides a framework.
Dr. Ibo, how is this PITA, this Personal Income Tax Act, administered in Nigeria?
Well, the administration of the personal income tax is carried on through the act itself calls the authorities, and that refers to the revenue authorities, the state's inland revenue service, the federal inland revenue service, and those are the ones that take responsibility for administering the entire process in line with the act.
Okay. All right. And now let's talk about another group of people, employers. Do they have any obligations under this Personal Income Tax Act, or is it just for the people who earn the money?
The law says, or the relevant authorities, as we refer to those agencies I mentioned earlier, you know, look at the employer as an agent of the government and as an agent of the state, as an agent of the revenue authorities.
How so?
In other words, the employer's responsibility, first and foremost, is to be able to identify those employees that are liable to tax. And number two, ensure that the assessment for the tax they are supposed to pay is correct. And number three, ensure that that assessed tax is collected. The fourth obligation or responsibility is that that collected tax is remitted to the relevant authority. So, for each of these ones, they are sanctioned. There are things that, you know, if you don't do, you get on the wrong side of the law.
Can we break them down, Dr. Ibo?
You do the assessment. Mm-hmm. If you have an employee, the law has provided the framework how the tax should be levied. So you now look at the employee. Is any 100,000 naira, so this is how much payee he should pay. So you take that at the end of the month, deduct it before you pay the balance of the salary to the employee. The total of that collection is expected to be remitted to the relevant authorities.
Okay.
And the relevant authorities in this case are, like I said before, the State Internal Revenue Service for all individuals, except employees of the diplomatic service, employees of the armed forces of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, police, those services, and residents of the Federal Capital Territory. Those ones are their own, is paid to the Federal Inland Revenue Service.
Okay. So what happens when an employer, you know, doesn't have, fails to act in these capacities that you've listed? Let's begin with the assessing the employees under them.
Yes, I said that beyond the assessment must be correct.
There must be an assessment, correct assessment.
Correct assessment.
There must be the collection.
And yes, and Section 95 of that Act says that if you do the wrong assessment, you know, you are liable, you are assumed to have committed an offense, and you are liable to a penalty of 20,000 naira. And then if you collected and you refuse to remit within the stipulated time, I think within within the next 1 month, mm-hmm. you know, you are also assumed to have committed an offense, and you are expected to be charged 10% of that tax which you have not remitted, plus interest on that unremitted tax at the commercial bank rate until the tax is remitted. In other words, since it was collected, mm-hmm. each day, for all those days till it is remitted, you are supposed to pay a penalty.
And in the end, you still pay the tax.
Yes, you still pay. It is an obligation that you cannot run away from, paying that tax. But the penalty you are getting is for delaying to pass it on to the relevant authorities.
Thank you very much. If you're just joining us, this is a Tax and You Radio Show on your number one radio station. We're having a conversation today on obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA. Our guest is the managing partner, Bethel Bassey Ibor and Co. Tax Practitioners, Dr. Bassey Ibor, ACTI. We've got to go on a short break. When we come back on the other side, more of this conversation.
This is our crossing state, a beautiful land. Oh, but this is our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That one day our hands, yo. That one day your hands, yeah. Brother, it is tight day. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make we know relax, make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river to the mass. Better road, save the hospital, plus drinking water. Everything good. Security, prosperity, plus electricity, better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we no be last, make we pay our tax, make we take cross river.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Auger. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Tax and You radio show on your number one radio station. We're having a conversation this morning with Dr. Bassey Ibor, ACTI, the managing partner, Bethel Bassey Ibor and Co. Tax Practitioners, and it's on the obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act. Dr. Ibor, you've said a lot and you've educated us quite a bit on the basics of the Personal Income Tax Act and on what basis an individual can be assessed under this PITA, that's PITA. At this point, I'd like to find out from you what the basic procedures are for administering direct assessment tax. I think because you mentioned earlier that there's tax from employers and there's also the tax that I referred to as supporting income. Can you talk to us about how or what basis these other quote-unquote supporting income are assessed?
Okay, thank you. Before we get to that, let me add the last obligation of the employer.
Oh, please. Because,
yes. The additional obligation of the employer is to render a return to the revenue, to the relevant authority, on the remuneration of all employees in his payroll in the preceding year. That means if you are in 2022 assessing, coming to be assessed for tax, the employee is expected to submit the full remuneration of all employees.
That's the employer.
The employer, that's the obligation under that PITA, you know, to the relevant authority on or before the 31st of January of the succeeding year. So by January 31st, 2022, all employers should have sent in the returns on their staff, the salaries, all the payment, the allowances and all of that, and the tax that was deducted from those things. The law says that if you fail to do this within that stipulated time, you are liable to a penalty of 50,000 naira if you are an individual and 500,000 naira if you are, for the company or the corporate organization. So these are all the obligations. You must get to understand this and work within
again,
the law.
Again, I'd like to get clarification, Dr. Ibor. This does not exclude you from still paying the original tax.
No, this is like a return, a report. You know, in 2021, I had these 10 staff. You know, this is the basic salary. This was the transport allowance. This is the accommodation. This is the whatever, meal subsidy, dressing allowance, whatever. These are the allowances that we pay that employee. And this is the tax we had taken from that employee. This is what we paid for that year to this employee. You send it to the revenue authority. The reason is for them to ensure that the assessment is correct. Remember, I said that there's a penalty for incorrect assessment. So they see it and know that, okay, the way you did it correctly, and then you are free. And then they begin to now process the individual clearance for your employees. So it's very important that that return is rendered.
Yes, so the report must be given to the tax agency
on or before 31st of January of the succeeding year.
You have told us the punishment for when that does not happen. What happens if it is submitted but incorrectly?
No, I've already said that there's a penalty for incorrect assessment. I mentioned that was the first thing I said. And I said that the Act says that if you render an incorrect return, you know, you are liable to a penalty of 20,000.
Even if it was accidental?
Well, how do you define accidental, this guy?
Well, that should deter and make this serious business. Well,
yeah, when you are sending such a return, because it impinges on you, the reputation, the name of the organization, you should take time to check it before putting your signature and sending it off.
Okay. When such fines and fees are slammed on individuals and individual employers and corporate employers, do they have time within which, are they allowed to question the fines?
Yes. You are allowed to first question the basis of the fine, not the fine itself. The fine is fixed in the law. So what you can do is to question the basis, to say that no, this is incorrect, it's correct. And you prove to them that this is correct. You know, so it is only the basis that you query.
Okay.
By the time they agree with you, okay, sorry, it was a mistake, it's correct. They tick it for you. So that penalty is not paid. But the moment it is established that you have committed that offense, the penalty is already determined by the law. It's not the tax authority that determines the penalty.
Dr. Ibo, I'd like us to now look at the issue of direct assessment. We've talked about how employers can act as government agencies in remitting personal income tax as provided for in the Personal Income Tax Act. However, things that are not controlled by employers, like artisans and one-man, you know, business owners, how is direct assessment administered under this Personal Income Tax Act?
Okay, those ones we call them self-employed individuals or persons, you know, and that they actually the basis for direct assessment.
Okay.
Yes. So what is done is that every revenue authority, both state and federal, have a prescribed form, which that is a beginning stage. Complete the form and give us details about what you earned, your income, and all of that. And then when that is submitted, the relevant authority will do an assessment, you know, based on what is on that form. And if there is any basis for them to doubt that the form, the figures in the form are understated or are not really reflective of what the kind of business you are doing, should report, then they can resort to best of judgment assessment, which is to say, well, even though you have put this, we believe that you should have been, your income should have been at this range, and therefore our assessment will be based on this, our judgment, you know. And after that, you are now to pay the assessed tax. And of course, if you have the need for the clearance, and the clearance is issued to you, of course, to show that you have paid your tax for that year. So you get the form, complete the form in the appropriate format, put all the particulars, complete it honestly. That is what the law requires. It says it should be completed correctly, honestly. That means that also is subject to, if they discover that it is not correctly done, it may also put you back to what we have discussed earlier. And then after that, you completed the form, you now wait for the assessment. When they finish, they will let you know that they are finished. You pick up the assessment, pay the assessed tax if you don't have any disagreement with the figure. If you have a disagreement, again, like I said earlier, you appeal. You can tell them, no, this is not. Give more evidence. Provide more backup documentation to show that what you put there is correct. And then they will agree with you. You know, the relevant authorities are peopled by humans, not machines. So they look at the circumstances as a human being. They will know that, okay, I think this lady or this the gentleman is saying the correct thing, and they will agree with you. They will tell you correct that they have agreed. They agree with you, and go on to either amend their assessment or do a fresh assessment. After that, you will now pay the tax assessed.
Dr. Ibo, in the beginning, you mentioned that self-employed persons would, fill out a form based on which assessment will be made. Now, on whose table is the responsibility for this form filling? Is it the individual who approach the tax agency to request for a form, or does the tax agency just go around distributing forms to persons who need them or require them as they think, as they see fit?
It is the responsibility of the individual to report himself to the tax authority and say, I have finished work in 2021. This is how much I earned in 2021. And I have come to be assessed for tax so that I can be free and walk the streets without anybody disturbing me. If you sit back and wait for the revenue to locate you in 8 miles, in Calabar South or wherever, you may be working yourself gradually into problems, because by the time you see them, they may just be coming for enforcement, and that may put you in a very difficult situation. So the law requires you. So that's why there is the requirement for self-assessment, which is supposed to be done at the beginning of the year. Quickly go to the declare, fill the form and say, this is what I earned. And this is, I now want you to say, how much should I pay? And then they will do the assessment and you pay. So you don't wait for them to, but the forms are available. When you come for them, there is a designated officer who has this responsibility, and you will be directed to the person, get the form, complete, return, and they do the assessment for you. It's always better to prompt the revenue, not to wait for them to come to your gate.
Well, there's quite a lot that we would like to learn about this morning, Dr. Ibo, as it concerns what individuals must do and how they can work with the agencies to fulfill their personal income tax obligations. But we can't exhaust it all today. I don't know, Dr. Ibo, I'd like to maybe have another conversation with you on the same Personal Income Tax Act and how it affects individuals and employers. Is that something that you'd give us your time to do?
I'm available anytime.
Thank you very much. This is the Tax and You Radio Show. My name is Uke Oga. We've been having a conversation with Dr. Basi Ibo, ACTI. Managing Partner, Bethel Basi Ibo & Co. Tax Practitioners. Our conversation has been on the obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA, called PITA. It's been an interesting conversation, but we will return to conclude this conversation. But for now, we'll draw a curtain on this topic for this show. We've got to take a break now and bring you Dear Taxpayer. The Tax and You Radio Show is still on. Don't go away.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You Radio Show with UK Oga.
Remember when my area been day like World War One? The other day, I dey chill for my house when I come hear some strange noise for the other compound. As the noise come dey increase, na here I press ear for window. I come dey hear say na armed robber dey my neighbor house. Ewo! I sharp carry my phone call Ekelebe, and in no reach 10 minutes, them surround the entire area, catch all the armed robber them. Area come calm and dey cool. Since that time till now, I dey sleep with my two eyes closed, just because say I pay my tax and my tax dey work for me. Government on a well done, and no go ever stop to dey pay my tax.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed Dear Taxpayer. Time to put a bow on today's Tax and You. I want you to remember that this program was brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. It's because you are important, your taxes are important, we must join hands to move our community forward. It all begins with your tax. Bye-bye until next week.
Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service,